to the Natural Professionals Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow series. I'm Sean Tuttle. Our mini lesson today is on time containers. For those of you who have a flexible schedule, you'll know that sometimes it's just too flexible. Things just start splooging all over. You end the day wondering where all the time went, priorities didn't get done, and you realize that you just kind of floated throughout the day. Sometimes introducing a little bit of structure can be helpful. So you can set up some structure with time containers. A time container is a lot like a physical container in that it has boundaries and you pay attention to what you put in it. For our purposes, the boundaries are set by the times and duration and what your intention is for that time. For example, 1 hour from 2 to 3 p.m. on this particular blog post, or 1.5 hours from 3 to 4:30 on this particular client, or 1 hour of reading and relaxation time, say from 4:30 to 5:30. It can be challenging at first because you're used to doing what you want to do when you want to do it. So the trick is to not overdo it. In the interest of not overdoing it, you might consider this to be a tool that you use when you have more than 4 hours of unstructured time. I utilize time containers on Sunday afternoon because for some reason, Sundays are really weird for me. I don't know. I just get to the end of Sunday just kind of feeling out of sorts, and maybe I just do too much during the week and it's awkward to relax. I don't necessarily want to spend the afternoon working, so I'll give myself the structure of retreat and then weekly preparation time. So how I might set up a Sunday, for example, would be 30 minutes of yoga, then 30 minutes of meditation, then 60 minutes of writing and reading, 30 minutes of self-care, and then the 60 minutes of weekly preparation, preparing for the week. If I add all those up, I know that that's 3.5 hours. So if I want to be done before dinner, then maybe I would plop that in the schedule from 2 to 5:30. And I just know that that is the sequence and the amount of time that I want to give to each of those activities. When you use time containers, make sure that there's one, a beginning, and two, a clear end. And of course, use a timer. Let that timer tell you when your time is up and then obey that timer and switch gears at the end of that time. One thing that I've noticed is that if I set an hour to work on a project, I actually set the timer 10 minutes before the hour is up because it takes at least that amount of time to wrap up and switch gears. So in order to jump into the next part of the day, in order to wrap up by that hour, I actually need to start closing down before that. And I let the timer prompt me for that time. And then the third thing is to get clear as to what you're doing with that time. What is the intention for this time period? What's allowed and what is not allowed during this time? For example, during reading and writing time, email, Facebook, Twitter, not allowed. Okay, that's enough. Let's sum it up. Time containers give you just enough structure to not splooge out on an open canvas. They help you retain that sense of getting stuff done without wasting time, and they keep you on track with clear intention. Get more Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow lessons at naturalprofessional.com. I'm Sean Tuttle, signing off with a reminder that the era of struggle is over.